And now here's Chris McCann being interviewed by host Vinnie Penn from WELI New Haven, Connecticut, a broadcast from February 25th, 2015.
Chris McCann, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on your program.
No, I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate your being flexible. So you're president of, am I understanding this correctly? Is it E-Bible Fellowship Ministry, or am I pronouncing that incorrectly?
No, that's correct. E-Bible Fellowship. The E stands for electronic.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
Yeah, we're on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. So God's using the electronic medium in a big way today.
That's great. And I'm well aware of the fact that you're on. I guess somebody had tweeted your appearance. We've got people calling. We had somebody call us from Canada asking when I'd be talking with you.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It's interesting stuff. Now, I booked you, for lack of a better way, that's the way you put it, through a gentleman who I book a lot of different walks through. No. And it's typically, I bring this up for a reason, it's typically structured a certain way. You are booked with so-and-so, they will call your hotline, and then this little slot that says promoting, and then it'll typically say, you know, sometimes it's a new book that's coming out, mm-hmm. It's a new movie.
Yeah.
You, it's promoting the end of the world. I mean, that's pretty terrifying, man.
Well, we're promoting really the biblical information that presents a strong likelihood for the end of the world. We're not saying it absolutely, but we just want to share the information we've learned from the Bible with people.
And there is a major new finding, you say, that points to an expected date, and that date is October 7th of this year.
Yes, October 7th, 2015 happens to be the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
Okay.
And in the Bible, God established three main feasts, Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles, and each one was spiritually fulfilled on the day of the feast. For instance, Christ was crucified at the Passover to fulfill the spiritual dimension of the Passover feast. Well, the spiritual dimension of the Feast of Tabernacles is the end of the world. And the date of October 7th is one of the reasons it's significant is because it does fall on the last day of Passover.
It is. And now, and we're talking here, too, that this is the physical end you're talking about, as opposed to the spiritual end, which you contend already took place on May 21, 2011.
Yes. And that's important to know. Because as the whole world heard practically, May 21, 2011, Judgment Day, was proclaimed worldwide, billboards, and the news media picked it up. And actually, the world heard that message of judgment in an unprecedented manner because the Bible's message of judgment had never been put before the forefront of the world's eyes in that kind of a way before.
Right.
And the reason was, so that mankind could go to God before that date and in the hopes of salvation. And on that day, we were looking for a physical manifestation of God's judgment, but it turns out it was actually a spiritual judgment that God brought upon the world by shutting the door of heaven and ending his salvation program. In other words, he stopped saving people on May 21, 2011, no one has become saved anywhere in the world since that day, and we have been living, the whole world, in the day of judgment since that day, and very likely will continue to do so until October 7th, which, as you mentioned, would be a physical, literal destruction to complete the wrath of God.
Is this flames? Is this water? Flame?
Well, the world of Noah's day was destroyed by water,
right.
And God said, "I'll never destroy the world again by a flood." But then He tells us elsewhere in the Bible, in 2 Peter 3, that He intends to destroy the earth and the whole universe. He's going to burn it up and melt it with a fervent heat, and that is the way He will destroy this present creation, and then simultaneously create a new heaven and a new earth wherein those that he saved, and salvation is completely his choice. It's not man's choice. None of us could determine to get saved. We could approach God and cry out, oh God, have mercy in the day of salvation, but it was always God's determination who he would save, and it was always according to his will, and the Bible calls that his election program. And so those people that were predestinated from the foundation of the world will enter into that new heaven and new earth. Now, the rest of mankind, sadly, will be destroyed. There's no hell. There's no eternal torment, no place of hell. It will just be burned up for the unsaved person as well, and they'll cease to be, and there'll be no eternal suffering.
And again, you're hearing Chris McCann, president of eBible Fellowship Ministry. You know, talking about things like that, it's hard not in the back of your head to be aware of the religious wars. I mean, that's what they are that are taking place globally right now. You're seeing Christians being held captive. Is this all stuff you would say is indicative of this October 7th, of what's looming?
Well, yes. The world, in a way, on one hand, we can never look outside the Bible to learn, are we at the end? For instance, people back in World War II could have seen the advance of Nazi Germany and thought, well, this is the end, and they would have been wrong. So there's always wars and rumors of wars, but there are certain indicators the Bible gives us of the time of the end, and one of them actually is a spiritual indicator of the churches. Not the Muslims, but the churches, the Christian church, at the time of the end, will be apostate. They'll fall away from the truth. And that indicator is very much in place. You can't find a faithful church today. It doesn't matter what denomination anyone is. There are no faithful churches in the world today. And that's a big indicator. Another big indicator is the increased wickedness of mankind. That God says in the Bible he will give man up to his own desires when we get to the time of the end. And I think, if anyone does an investigation comparing what's going on today with 40, 50 years ago, we're going to see a huge increase of man's sin. Sin is just the transgression of God's law on any point. And mankind is not so concerned about what God's law says or what the Bible says anymore. They're more and more doing their own thing, and that's a big indicator of the end.
Now, and what do people do to stave this off? I mean, you see radio hosts like Glenn Beck retreating back to a message of love and spirituality, and as actually saying this is the way out of what is good. Is that all we can do?
Well, if we're correct, if we're understanding the biblical evidence properly. And we're just trying, again, to share this. Anyone can check these things out to see if it's so. Well, then it is the end of the world, because this world must end. You know, God warned all of us. He said, love not the world nor the things of the world, for the world passeth away. So there must be a time, a day, in which the world will end. Now, the only question is when? When will that take place? And again, our present circumstances in the world are in line with what the Bible declares concerning the signs, the indicators that we can look for as confirmation. Everything, in other words, is in place for the world to finally be destroyed and for God to turn his attention to eternity future, and for the people of God to then look towards that eternal future with him.
This is powerful stuff, and I certainly do appreciate you taking the time to join us and spread the word today. Again, Chris McCann, you can check out his work, the Fellowship Ministry website, the eBible Fellowship Ministry website is just that, eBibleFellowship.com.